درس سوم. لطفاً به تلفظ واژه‌های جدید درس گوش کنید.
Vocabulary. Unit 3. Access. Application. Capability. Command. Component. Device. Digital. Generate. Individual. Instruction. Inventory. Magnet. Manage. Optical. Portable. Process. Protocol. Server. Storage. Straightforward. Telecommunication. Track. Tutor. Version. Widespread.
لطفاً به تلفظ متن درس گوش کنید.
Computers. Not long ago in 1939, the first electronic digital computer was made by John V. Atanasoff. Within a short time, computers became increasingly faster and more powerful. The computers that most individuals and businesses use to perform such tasks as word processing, managing databases, generating mailing lists, tracking inventory, and calculating accounting information are common desktop personal computers, PCs. Smaller version of the PC is the laptop or notebook computer. These smaller computers have all the same components as a desktop version and can be just as powerful, but they can fit into a briefcase and are easily portable. Today's PCs are powerful machines that can perform millions or even billions of operations per second. Often all of the PCs at a business or university are connected to a central computer called server. Servers are fast computers that have greater data processing capabilities than most PCs and can be used by many people at once. A computer system requires both hardware and software. Hardware includes all of the mechanical parts of a computer. Software consists of the instructions and data that the hardware uses to perform its tasks. All computers, no matter how large or small, have basically the same types of hardware. These include a central processing unit, CPU, memory, storage, secondary memory, input-output, I/O devices, and some type of telecommunication device. The CPU is the computer's brain, where all computations are performed. Memory is where instructions and data are held while being worked on. Read-only memory is built into the computer and cannot be changed. Random access memory is typically used for the main computer memory because of its speed. Secondary memory is where instructions and data are saved for long-term storage. Most computers use a magnetic device called a hard drive for storage. A hard drive accesses data very quickly. Slower devices are often used to store files on magnetic tape or optical discs, such as compact discs and digital video discs. Input devices allow the user to enter data or commands for processing by the CPU. They include the keyboard, mouse, joystick, and scanner. Output devices let the user see or hear the results of the computer's data processing. They include the monitor, printer, and speakers. Computer software includes all of the instructions that tell a computer what to do. These instructions are called programs. Software is typically stored on memory devices such as hard drive or CD-ROM. Among the different applications, the use of computer in education has become widespread. The use of computer in education started in the 1960s. After a few years, computers were used in many schools, universities, and other educational organizations. Instructional computers are basically used in one of two ways. Either they provide a straightforward presentation of data, or they fill a tutorial role in which the student is tested on comprehension. Many computers are connected to each other through a network based on a common addressing system and communication protocol, which is called Internet. The Internet application, called the World Wide Web, WWW, was invented by the British computer programmer Tim Berners-Lee in the early 1990s.